Hey. Well, Biden's not in office. And not yet. It's still he still has time until this month of January 20th, which is a few days away. Now he's having over 11 million illegal immigrants during an epidemic, which is pretty interesting because I don't think it's that great. And I see news and media, YouTube, and everyone else that is Central America, South American people are going up towards in this country, which is United States of America. I understand that people are just people, humans. But we have our own people. Just last week, we had white supremacy. That is, that came to the storm to the Capitol. They did the Capitol riots. And to me, this speaks so like their plans and how they choose stuff is not making sense to me. They're arresting, but giving them bailouts and slap on a wrist. No one's not charging them serious federal charges for those Capitol riots. And now you have illegal immigrants come over here. These are the people that get advantage. The saying goes, nobody is above the law. And that is not true. That is not true. Certain people are above the law than other people. Some certain people follow the rules and still go to jail. To me, there's more than just only Latinos from South and Central America and other places that are coming here illegally. There's Asians, Europeans, Africans, other people that are gonna come here illegally. Illegally. And to me, that's is not good. There always is saying that take care of yourself before you can take care of others. We have Americans that are unemployed that's losing their job. And that's living paycheck to paycheck. And it's not even given any, they given teeny help that is not impacting them to improve their lives, which does not make sense. America to me is too chaotic. It's been that way for a long time. And I know this cliche for saying, oh, it's too chaotic. I know the world's chaotic, but I live in America and this stuff is getting worse. I don't know if I did not vote for 2020 for Biden, neither Trump. Both of them are pieces of shit, in my opinion. I hate both of them with a passion. But for me, Biden is worse. You're gonna tell me that you're gonna bring illegal immigrants over here. It's fucking weird. And then he talking down to civil rights people. But it's their fault. They should have chosen to stick with black people only. and not some illegal immigrants or anybody of other groups that will hurt and harm Black community. Black community is very horrible. You wonder why you got self-hate. You wonder why Black America are hopeless and low self-esteem and all this negative stuff. It's because we're not getting proper help. And you have mostly Black women that are helping to erase and destroy the Black community. Thank you, Black women. Black girl tragic. Black women are useless. They can say whatever they want about, oh, I have educated, I'm an independent woman, blah, blah, blah. You're just useless. You're just a damage to community. And this is why I'm not friends with anybody, because they drive me insane. It doesn't make sense. If I say this in public, I will be destroyed. Thank God I don't use my face in this podcast. My actual face. Thank God I don't use my name. My real government name. That would be horrible. Thank goodness. I don't have to depend on this. Like, it's so unfair. You have people that are homeless, and more are homeless as I'm using public transportation. Are you kidding me? This is crazy. This has got to end. I'm just waiting for something bad to happen to these people that are doing this. The government, the higher-ups, the authorities, and the illegal immigrants, and other people that are making it hard for Americans. I'm waiting for something bad to happen. I try not to wish bad on people, but they have reasons that to make me think that. And these are the reasons. It's very fucked up. It is. It's ridiculous, all right? Crazy.